basically the state of Ohio's beauty contest. What did you just say again? They will still hold the swimsuit portion?
Yes, it will still be there.
But Miss USA, as we talked about yesterday, will not.
Correct.
Your thoughts on that? Because I know I brought it up to you right before you had to skedaddle for court. Which, by the way, I'm glad you didn't get thrown in jail. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, my God.
Glad you're here with us. No, it was all work-related, obviously. But anyway, do you think it's needed, the swimsuit portion of the Miss USA?
I mean, I see why they did it, because they're trying to take out, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm just kind of like, eh, whatever. It doesn't really bother me.
Neither here nor there.
Right. I mean, I think back then it used to be more of a looks portion of that competition, and I think that that's why it was originated. And I think we've kind of
moved past that. How much of the Me Too and Time's Up movement do you think played a role?
I think 100%.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think maybe now they're focusing more on what's inside of a woman instead of the outer appearance.
That's right.
Like the brains and the heart.
It's about what's on the inside. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what they say in all those rom-coms?
Yes. It's true, though.
It's what's on the inside that counts, folks. Keep telling yourself that. hey, in May, across the United States, we saw record heat. Set a record all the way dating back to 1934. May, on average, all across the United States of America, 65.4 degrees, breaking the record set back in 1934, which was 64.7 degrees. So despite the first official day of summer not being until the 21st of this month, May would say otherwise, but now here we are back to reality.
It's so cold.
Where this morning it was like 40 degrees.
Jared said this is his favorite kind of weather, and I said, you're crazy. It's June.
Yeah. There were a bunch of records smashed across the country in May. Weather stations in the nation broke or tied nearly 9,000 daily heat records in May. All this from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, otherwise known as the NOAA. We all don't know them by that. I just me throwing out their abbreviation and their acronym. Listen, when I lived in Texas, me and the wife were talking about this the other day. We did not even own a winter coat.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I do miss that weather.
I can't.
Every now and again.
I would love that.
Because it was such a beautiful day. I forget which day it was. It may have been over the weekend. Sunday, maybe. I forget which day. It was gorgeous outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we don't get enough days like this here in Ohio. I mean, this weather that we experienced basically throughout the month of May and now for the next couple of months, that's it, guys. I mean, 3 months. I know this is all breaking news to everybody, but that's all we get, so you better enjoy it.
Right.
We had the longest winter, too.
Isn't that every year, though?
Brutal.
It just drags on and on. I like the months of, like, August to, like, beginning of November. It's a little chill in the air, but during the day it can get a little hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
75 and really warm. And then it chills off at nighttime. It's like hooded sweatshirt weather.
Well, we call that football weather.
Yes.
Here in Ohio.
Yes.
That's what we call that.
The leaves are changing. It's the best weather, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will not complain about 85 degrees and above. I love hot. Rather than being cold, would you rather be hot or cold?
I'd rather be hot. A little warm. I'd rather be a little warm than cold. Like when, for example, when the wife has the AC on, which like last week, I think we had it on a couple times. When she had it on, she get it down there to like 72, right? Way too cold for me. I need socks at that point.
72?
Yeah, see, I don't need that.
We keep our house at 69.
See, that's insane.
Really?
How does Chadley live in such
he enjoys it.
Such an Arctic environment.
It's not Arctic.
Good grief.
By any means. No way.
69 is a little too cold. Especially for your child. You have a baby in there. You need to keep that baby.
Yeah, she's always hot. Running around. She's not really running.
She's just
crawling. Actually, she's not crawling it either. She's attempting to crawl.
All right, so Michelle's baby's a little bit behind, everybody. I mean, if you look at her mother, I mean,
hey.
draw the comparisons. You know, I love you, kid.
She's itty bitty.
Most babies are.
I know, but she's like really itty bitty compared to other 9-month-old babies that I've seen.
Don't feel bad.
I know. She's just short. She has no hope.
We took my boys will be a year and a half at the end of this month, okay? Mm-hmm. 18 months, born New Year's Eve, 2016. And we took them to the doctors the other day, and they got weighed, and they're like 23 pounds at almost 18 months.
Is that bad or good?
I don't know. They were close to 6 weeks early. They're behind on a lot of things.
They're fine. Don't let
are
them.
They though?
Well, you are they? You are their father. So.
Har.
I'm kidding. No, they'll be fine. I'm sure your wife does a great job raising them.
Hey, of course you all know that I lived in Texas for some time, about an hour north of Corpus Christi, Texas. Get this weird story. Guy and his wife there in South Texas in Corpus Christi were doing some yard work, cleaning up, cutting the grass, weed whacking, if you will, when they came across a rattlesnake, okay?
Stop right there. I can't. I hate snakes.
Yeah, a rattlesnake will legitimately kill you. So she goes, honey, we got a snake.
How do you know if it's a rattlesnake? Like, if you just see a snake, how do you know it's a rattlesnake? Because of the little rattle at the end?
Yeah. You answered your own question before I laughed at you. But yes.
Well, but I mean, because of the rattle. Isn't that noticeable that you would see it? The rattle?
It rattles.
Okay.
Especially, I would think, when it thinks it may be in danger or when it's about to strike.
Oh, okay. Sure, but what if it's sleeping? How would you determine if, like, you see it came across a snake and it was sleeping?
Michelle, just let me read the damn story, okay? I don't know any of these questions you're asking. Okay, but
it sounds like something my husband would say. Will you just stop with your 20 questions?
But with the story, okay, they're doing yard work, and they find a rattlesnake. All right, husband grabs a shovel and bam, cuts the head of the snake right off with this shovel. Okay, decapitated the snake. Went to go clean up the remains, although the head of the snake was still a little bit active. It actually bit him. Some of that venom went right into his bloodstream.
Even though the head was off?
Yeah. He had to be rushed to the hospital, which is 45 miles away from their home. The wife said on the way to the hospital, husband started having seizures. And
she
didn't think that he was going to make it. He needed 26 doses of anti-venom medicine, where a normal patient, they get bitten, only gets about 2 or 4. They say he needed 26 because that snake was near death and was spitting out its last good heavy dose of venom right at death. That's why he got so much.
Why are you talking about this?
Because now that you hate snakes, I guess I need to find a snake story each and every single day.
Ugh, gross.
Never came across a rattlesnake there in South Tejas, but I will tell you a snake story. You want story time with Uncle Eric?
Sure.
Of course you do. I know you do. You have no choice. Okay, I went to, I left the house one day, right, there in good old Beeville, Texas. Went to the gas station, as some would call it. Wasn't even gone 5 minutes, right? And I come right back, and I go through the front gate, and I hear that slither, that undescribable and unmistakable slither that you hear through the grass.
I've never even heard that.
It was indeed a snake, all right? And I go and get my wife. I go, babe, you got to come see this huge snake. It was the largest snake I had ever seen outside of like a zoo, okay? And it's in its natural habitat, if you will.
So gross.
This thing, it had to be 5 feet long, all right? So I follow this thing. I mean, I'm far behind from it, but I follow it. And it went into some, we had like a cinder block kind of, that I don't know, it was a huge property. We had a bunch of cinder blocks back there. It was cool. Okay, in the shade all the time. So the snake went down in these cinder blocks and everything. But I did a little research. What that snake was, it wasn't a venomous snake, but it was a blue indigo snake. It's the largest non-venomous snake in the United States.
So is it blue?
If it would have bit me, I would have been all right. It would have hurt a little bit, especially depending on where I may have been bitten at. Is it blue? It's so dark of a blue, it almost looks black. Blue indigo snake. Never forget that as long as I... Because I could have had the dogs out there, you know, just running around. Like I said, we had a huge lot of land down there, and, you know, it was kind of freaky.
That's so gross. Mm-hmm. My sister, she was riding her big wheel once, and she ran over a garden snake. Most terrifying thing ever. She jumped off that big wheel, and we ran up that hill.
Okay, I'm talking about a 4.5-5-foot snake. You're talking about a snake that is maybe 8 to 10 inches long.
Listen, at like 7 years old, that was traumatizing for a little girl.
I guess it could
who had
be.
Never seen a snake before.
Guess it could be. Is that what did it for you? Is that started your fear of snakes when your cousin...
That and the movie Anaconda. Whew. Too much.
Movie was a little much. Wasn't J-Lo in that movie?
She was. Good job.
Her Anaconda don't want none.
Okay, we're
what? How's the rest of it go? How's the big something like that, right? Something
that's
like that?
That's good, yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Z Country 99.9, Luke Bryan, his latest. Say it with me, Michelle. Sunrise, sunburn,
sunset.
Repeat. Good job.
Yes.
Very proud of you. It's Michelle Spring, everybody. She has Z News for us. By the way, Lucas performed that last night on those CMT Music Awards.
Apparently it wasn't that great.
According to some in Billboard, because they ranked all the performances. They do re-air those, like... I mean,
all the time.
So mm-hmm. if you missed it, have no fear.
Have to catch it. CMT, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's either nap for me today or watch those. The nap is happening.
The nap, yeah.
It's nappening. You like that?
Yes.
You have Z News.
I do.
Take it away.
On this day in history, in 1958, Prince Rogers Nelson, who became the musician Prince, was born. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know Prince is like in his real name.
How old was he? Would he have been 60?
He would have been 50.
Oh, 59, maybe?
I don't know. Okay. Well, what's it say he was born there when?
58.
So he would have been 60 today.
Oh, okay. How long ago did he die?
A couple years ago.
Oh, okay. In 1982, Elvis Presley's estate, Graceland, opened for public tours. In 1993, ground was broken for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. 7 years after the city won the right to build it, Pete Townshend? Do I know who that is?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't think I know who that is. Oh, he and Chuck Berry were among those on hand for the ceremony. I feel like musicians or people who love music are going to be disappointed in us.
Who is that again? Pete who?
Pete Townsend.
Townsend?
Yeah.
All right, I'll find out who he is.
Also in 1993, Prince changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol. On this day. Wow, he was born and changed his name on this day.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, singer Bret Michaels of Poison fractured his nose and cut his lip when a piece of scenery hit him in the face at the Tony Awards. I don't remember that, do you?
No, every stage prop has its thorn, though. Hey,
good.
Pete Townshend was...
Townshend?
Member of The Who. That's who it is, right?
Oh, I feel like people are going to be really disappointed in us for not knowing that.
Well, you know, they were only a rock group back in the 60s, so forgive us.
Hashtag millennials. Holidays for today are National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
I'll take it.
VCR Day.
Do you own any VHS?
I do. I have a ton of VHS tapes.
What are some of the... I own two, okay?
Only two?
And they are American classic films, okay?
Okay.
One of them is American Pie.
That is not a classic.
Yes, it is. The other one is Friday.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen...
What's Friday?
You've never seen Friday?
The movie?
Yes.
Like Friday the 13th?
No, Friday.
Who's in it?
With Ice Cube and Chris Tucker.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
I own The Sound of Music, which is actually two VHSs, because remember if a movie was too long, they had to put it on two? Remember that?
Rewind and...
Be Kind and Rewind.
Right.
And then the other one, I have Titanic, which is another double taper, you could say. I have a bunch. Anyways.
Oh, my gosh.
Today is National Moonshine Day. You got some moonshine?
No, that's illegal. I don't partake in the illegal. I think moonshine's illegal.
Oh, okay. On TV tonight, Celebrity Family Feud is on at 8 o'clock on ABC. Steve Harvey's wife sons and sons-in-law battle his mother-in-law and daughters, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and family compete against Ralph Sampson and family.
Why is Steve Harvey going to put his family up against his family? That's a recipe for a disaster.
That sounds like a Thanksgiving or something like that. The Four Battle for Stardom is on tonight on Fox. Jersey Shore Family Vacation is on at 8 o'clock on MTV. And The Big Bang Theory is on at 8 o'clock on CBS. Dolly Parton, are you a fan? What? You can't even hesitate whenever I ask a question like that. It's Dolly Parton. Come on.
Huge fan of her work. By work, I mean her plastic surgery. But go ahead.
You are so
What's
terrible.
Dolly got going on?
She landed a Netflix deal. More movies based on the songs of Dolly Parton are in the works. You'll have to go to Netflix to see them. Let's see here. It says Warner Brothers created the two NBC specials based on Dolly Parton's songs Coat of Many Colors. And Dolly Parton currently is working on music for the upcoming film Dumplin'.
Hey, Dumplin'.
Dumplin'.
Dolly's kind of timeless. We all know that.
Right. You can't not like Dolly. And the Capitol Fourth, it's a Independence Day celebration on TV.
You've been there before, right?
I have been there before. They announced performers. Luke Combs and Lauren Elena are added to the lineup. Jimmy Buffett, The Beach Boys, Pentatonix, The Temptations, they will also be there. And the host is a Full House alum.
Who'd that be?
John Stamos.
Oh, word. He just had a baby.
He did just have a baby.
Hey, I'm sure being in our nation's capital on July the 4th is like none other, right?
Oh, it's the most patriotic thing. And I'm pretty patriotic. I get emotional when I hear the national anthem.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. But yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Speaking of the national anthem, I thought I had it up here somewhere. Anyway, we're a little late anyways. Hey, you do a great job with Z News.
Hey, thanks.
We'll see you again tomorrow for it.
Totes.
Because no Brooke again.
Oh.
All right. That's Michelle Spring, everybody. Hey, more after this on Z Country.